This is 9, what is the date? 8:19, Sunday morning. These are some psalms the Lord gave me this week, and I just wanted to sing one and speak the others. This is just a little song. It says, I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. He has given unto me His authority. I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. And the result will always be victory. All right, the next one is called, Are We There Yet? Our journey of life, the kids used to say when on a trip, Are we there yet? Your Heavenly Father hears the same thing from you. Here's what He's saying to you. You are as well as you're ever going to be. You are as rich as you're ever going to be. You are as wise as you're ever going to be. Psalms 27:3 says, As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. 3 John 2 suggests that as your soul prospers, so does your health. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest be in health even as thy soul prospers. Are you there yet? As far as the Heavenly Father is concerned, you are well. As far as the Heavenly Father is concerned, you are rich. As far as the Heavenly Father is concerned, you know all things and all things are yours. Your location is where your thinking is, either the house on the rock or the house on the sand. Is it well with you? It is well with you, or are you thinking, well, I'm just not feeling it? Either you're going to say it's well, or I don't know. If you walk by how you feel, you will always be disappointed. Emotion can pull you up and down, but it is a biblical fact that you're seated with Him in heavenly places. It's Colossians 3, verse 1 through 3. All psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, will come out of scriptures. When you think right, you feel right. Ever notice that? You know, when you have a good attitude, just everything goes better. Be encouraged today. Feelings do not dictate where you live and who you are. This is where the struggle ends. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. Attitude certainly does determine altitude. Psalms 91. The dweller in the secret place of the Most High, the dweller proclaims where he will be. Where are you dwelling today? The choice is up to you. God finished His work and sat down and is at rest. Jesus finished His work and sat down and is at rest. We are seated with Him. All right, the next one is called Unseated. Doubt will knock you out. I am your shepherd, and I am leading you. Do you trust me? Don't second guess or doubt yourself, for this will knock you out of the spirit and into the flesh. When you step into the flesh, you become a target and you will be fired upon. Have confidence that I am leading you. If you need correcting, I will let you know. There is no condemnation coming from me. A lot of what my children experience is just that, condemnation, and they mistake it for my correction. They have not truly learned to hear my voice and confuse it with the voice of their own spirit or the devil. This causes my children to doubt me. I am for you. I'm not against you. I gently instruct, not whip. Don't have a miss it mentality. I won't say that. Be confident that I am your shepherd and that I am leading you and I won't lead you astray. If you get off course, I will steer you back on course. Follow the peace in your heart. Will you trust me? And I will help you stay seated with me. Peace must be the umpire, and it always makes the call. I see you as sinless and righteous. Come to me in confidence. Don't let doubt knock you out. You know, this is in context of the Heavenly Father, just like, you know, a natural parent with a child. You know, a child in training will make a lot of mistakes, but the parent doesn't beat them because they make a mistake. They're learning. All right. This is called I Left It Up to You. I put you in charge. You call the shots. Whatever you say goes. When you see something you don't like, change it. When you hear something that does not line up, say the words that will get it back in line. The world is out of balance. The sons of God are manifesting and they are restoring the balance. I put you in charge, so lead the charge. No longer any room for complaining, only reigning. Walk forth in confidence, and as you do, I will maneuver you and keep you going in the right direction. Get moving. Can't move a parked car, but I can maneuver a moving one. Now is the time, and now is the hour. You are on the right path now. You have adjusted your thinking, and now I can lead you. Just keep taking a step of faith at a time. This is not the amazing race. This is the walk of faith. No longer doubt yourself. Be confident that I have your back. I am observing what you call it. If I need to adjust you, I will. Just like when you drive your car and you keep your hand on the wheel, know that my hand is on the wheel. I approve of you and I will never let you fall. Get a drink. This one is called The Combat Zone. The combat zone sees many symptoms. The combat zone is not physical. The combat zone is mental. 2 Corinthians 10 through 5 talks about the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, but mighty through God that is putting down the strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and leading away captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. Symptoms are mental, not physical. They can become physical if faith is exercised, if a person believes in them. Symptoms are Satan's weapons of warfare, and they are lies. But those lies can become realities if a person believes them. Happens every day. People have symptoms. They run to the doctor. Oh, you have 6 months to live. It'll cost $2 million for you to get this treatment, and then they die anyway. All right. The dweller, Psalms 91, stays out of the combat zone. He's behind the fortress of the Lord. So you can locate where you are by this. Lots of symptoms in the combat zone. No symptoms in the secret place of the Most High. 3 John 2 tells the tale, your mental state. As your mind becomes renewed with the Word of God, you will see God's will for you start to override the other master's will, and peace will reside. You won't have so much problems with the symptoms because you've become fully persuaded. The combat zone is a place of double-mindedness. The double-minded man is unstable. He is not fully convinced, so he is still knocked about like the waves. The only thing that I can equate this to is all the movies that are about space travel, space flight. Here they are. They have to fly very, like on a fine line, or they're in the atmosphere. When they get up and off the atmosphere, they get a lot of turbulence and they get a lot of agitation and everything. There's such a fine line. If they get outside of that, it would break the ship apart. But if they stay right on course, it's smooth sailing. The more confident you become, the more peace you will dwell in. Martha, all caught up in cooking and cleaning and messing in the affairs of others, she was a micromanager trying to line her sister out. And the Lord telling him what he needed to be doing. You go say something to her about that. Make her come in here and help me. Mary, she didn't have a care in the world. All she had in her mind was to hear what the master had to say. One living in the combat zone, the other a dweller. The battle is a mental one, not a physical one, so don't be fooled. You're not fighting flesh and blood, but lies of Satan. Get your mind right and your body will follow suit. It's not what goes into the man, but what he thinks. Paul went from the combat zone, Lord, get this off of me, to shake. He was a dweller. He learned to be a dweller. David encouraged himself in the Lord. He talked to his soul. The book of Psalms is a book of encouragement for the weary soul. Keep your mind right. Be a dweller. This is what training for reigning is all about. It's about being fully persuaded that what the word of the Lord says is the truth, and you're peaceful. You've got that peace. When you're not, when you're iffy about it, you know, you're just being bombarded. All right, one last one. Forgive and speak well of. Put your words to work for you. Forgive and speak well of. No matter what anyone has done to you, forgive and speak well of them. Ephesians 6, 2 and 3 talks about children honoring their parents. No matter if you had a good parent or bad parent, forgive them and speak well of them. Honor them by speaking well of them. If they're dead, that's the only way you can. Matthew 6, 12 talks about forgiving our debtors as the Lord has forgiven our debts. Father forgives you and you forgive them. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not finished. Did it already stop? Father can, okay. Once that we decide to forgive, then the Father can keep us out of temptation and deliver us from evil. That's the second part of the large prayer. 1 Peter 3:10, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from guile if you want to see a long, good life. Brother Hagin's story about the town drunk. I didn't read this earlier. He said that this man, he was the town drunk, and nobody in town ever said anything good about him. Lazy, no good, you know, whatever. But there was one older man in the town, well into his 80s, and he went to the drunk man, he died, and the man went to his funeral, and he passed the casket, and he said, he sure had pretty eyes. There was something good that he could say about the man. And the man said, and this guy was well in his 80s, and he still had all of his teeth, and he just healthy, strong, even at that age. We can always look at faults, but God looks at our merits, and we should do the same.